Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry Kreider here, where we meet with people from throughout the world and we learn many, many things about leadership. We believe if we can make small changes that are led by the Lord, we can see God do amazing things in our lives and through those that we serve in leadership. With me today by Zoom, Bobby Alger, pastor, friend from Virginia, Winchester, Virginia. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, Larry, glad to be with you today. It's really special to come and share again, and looking forward to today.
We loved having you on before, you and your wife both, Wanda, and it's fantastic. And we're going to talk today about something that many Christian leaders are not aware of. That's why I was so excited to have you. It has to do with finance, but has to do with a specific area of finance from God's perspective, and we often call it first fruits giving. So let's just dive right in. When did you come to discovering and get revelation at all about first fruits giving? And was there any person that influenced you? Or how did that, tell me your story. How did it happen?
Yeah, Larry, I really probably sparked about 2015. And there was, I think we invited Tony Fitzgerald that helps, give oversight to Dove there to the apostolic team. He came in and taught us on finance. He taught a seminar on finance. And one of the components of that is first fruits. Right. And I probably heard my overseer, Ron Meyer, talk about it, but it didn't really register. I mean, he just mentioned it. But Tony really started bringing some definition to it. And then after that, Robert Henderson came in. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book, probably the best book that I've ever come across on first fruits. It's entitled The Caused Blessing. Mm-hmm. It has an orange, yellowish cover. And so I got a copy of that book. I'm pretty sure Tony may have mentioned it, or we have had Robert into our church several times, and I had him preach on it as well. And so the combination of influence was really Ron a little bit, but Tony and Robert really brought it to a level. And then I just began to dig in myself. And so that's kind of the beginnings of that. What had happened was that around 2015, there was a stretch where we moved into our present location that we are, that we as a church really struggled financially. I mean, someone at the end of the year would rescue the budget that would have means so that we could make it balance. And it was, those 7 years were really dry. It was tough. Now, I recognize the economy wasn't in a great place to support giving. I totally get that. But 2015 is when I personally started practicing and then started bringing it to the church as a way for them to begin practicing. And I mean, just like a switch, something happened in our church finances. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't because we were managing any differently or budgeting differently. It's because God began blessing the people. And I'm convinced it's a result of them beginning to practice first fruits giving.
That's amazing. Define for me first fruits giving, and for our friends throughout the world who are listening, what is first fruits giving? What does that mean?
Well, it has two different flavors between the Old and the New Testament.
Okay.
In the Old Testament, it means a promise to come. And in the New Testament, the Greek word means a beginning sacrifice. So it's something that when first fruits is intended, that you are aware it's in the beginning, the startup, and in very practical, in an agricultural society, they brought the first fruits that came due first, and they brought it into the temple to the high priest. As I've studied out, one of the things that impacted me, it's an honor gift. Mm-hmm. And so you come and honor the high priest in that day, or maybe someone that you want to grow in your some area of ministry or business that someone has already achieved success and you want to grow. So you sow into them, you honor them, as a way of recognizing their input into your life. And God uses that then to begin to bless you.
That's good. So obviously in most churches throughout the world, there's an emphasis on tithing, emphasis on offerings. Now, what is the major difference with first fruits? And also, how does proper understanding and revelation and obedience in first fruits, how does that enhance tithes and offerings?
Okay, well, I will say that as I've kind of listened to other ministries talk about first fruits, one of the things that that they teach is give your tithe first, and they call that first fruits. In fact, I was on the internet the other day looking up something, and you know, first fruits. It was in the area of first fruits, preparing for this, and I just something I wanted to look up, and somebody's name popped up, and I wanted to see what they had to say. I hadn't seen, and sure enough, they said, pay your tithe first, and that's your first fruits. Well, that's a good habit. But that's not what first fruits biblically is. It really started back in Genesis when you have Cain and Abel.
Right.
And really that's the first indication of a first fruits offering. And Abel did it right and Cain didn't. And many of us know the rest of the story. But then I noticed that through the scripture that first fruits was taught in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy and a little bit explained in Leviticus. Then it was it was started in Genesis, then in Deuteronomy, and then in Nehemiah. Now, if you note those points, that's when Deuteronomy was the second generation, and so God wanted to teach them about first fruits. Nehemiah is when they came back from Babylon; he wanted to teach them about first fruits. So I noted that God did that; he brought that teaching in, and then in Nehemiah chapter 10. It actually indicates all three of these giving. You got first fruits, tithes, and offerings mentioned in that chapter in one place. And so that's it's kind of a little biblical snapshot of first fruits and how it progresses through the scripture. So what I found is that in the Old Testament, that first fruits is primarily centered around a physical increase or increase of your produce and your harvest will be protected and you'll get the harvest that God desires. In the New Testament, it more centers around spiritual increase. And so Jesus is called first fruits of creation. When he rose from the dead, he's called first fruits of what is to come and what we can look forward to, glorified body, and obviously, faith in him and the righteousness, the gift that we have. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see in some of Paul's letters that the first converts to a region are called first fruits. And that really is indication there's more to come.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus' resurrection from the dead, we're going to be like him. We're going to grow into his likeness. And then in a region where we're new converts, they were called first fruits. And the expectation is there's more to come.
Okay. So tithing, many Christians know about that, 10%. Offerings, right. Obviously anything over 10%. Mm-hmm. How do you calculate first fruits? How does that work?
Yeah, well, that's kind of interesting. So this is how I've done it. And again, I started with nature. And this is really a principle in nature.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, last year, our strawberries just took off in the garden. We were given 5 plants, and over a period of 3 years, then it just took over the garden. So I went out last year and I was looking for when they were going to come due. And I found 3 strawberries that were ripe red or red ripe, however you say it.
Right.
They came due and all the rest were green. That's first fruits. And 2 weeks later, we had 2 big baskets full in the kitchen doing strawberries. Another indication in nature was I have 2 trees in the backyard. They're sassafras trees. Sassafras is one of the most gorgeous tree in the fall. If you've never seen one, it has green, it has yellow, it has brown, it has burgundy. All of those colors are on their leaves, but there's one small twig that turns that color a month before the tree does.
Mm.
Again, it's an indication of first fruit. So the rabbis have actually calculated that when your harvest that is to come, that it's actually 2.5%. If you're looking for a percentage of what is to come. So it's not a lot of money. That's $25 on 1,000. But it's really presented as an honor gift to the Lord that he's going to look and supply and bring the increase in as he expected. It's not going to be stolen. It's going to be what he desires. And so I see that first fruits is connected to increase. Mm-hmm. That tithe, Tony helped me understand this. Tithe is connected to positioning and protection. Mm-hmm. And then offerings relate to generosity.
Wow. That's
because you good. Have more than enough. And so that's how I teach it. If you want to increase, then first fruits. Mm-hmm. You want to get positioned over the windows of heaven for it to be poured out rightly and protection against, then you tithe. Mm. And then the offerings are the increases. God blesses you over the years.
That's great. By the way, anyone listening to our podcast, check out the show notes. Get information there on the cause blessing, for example, the book that you talked about. And also, I think you've got sermons that you preached on this for a number of years. Is that right?
Yes, I have. In fact, I have Tony's messages on our website. Okay. I have Robert Henderson. He taught on first fruits. And I have my messages, as well as I did a 24-minute explanation, kind of like we're doing here. Mm. But I did one. It has a lot of more detail in it as far as scriptures and sure. so what we're going into. And that one, I was amazed. I checked a year ago, and that had been viewed 16,000 times.
Wow.
I was like, wow, how did that happen?
That's amazing.
And, yeah.
We want to get all that on our show notes, obviously, sure. and we'll make sure that happens. So anybody listening here and say, "I want this connects with me. I want to know more. I want to understand it from scripture better." These are all ways that you can do that. You've told me in conversations, Bobby, some amazing stories about how obeying God, you know, with first fruits has brought great blessings to your lives. Tell us some stories. I love your stories.
Yeah, well, again, when I started out, it's kind of an experiment. You know, is this really work? Is this really God? You see it in scripture, but yeah, you need to experience it. And so in Robert Henderson's book, he talked about his daughter that was ready for marriage, but there was no eligible guys in the church. And so he gave God first fruits for his daughter to find a godly man and to be married. And within several months, this man came in. It was a right fit. In fact, they're married today. They're in ministry. They're blossoming today. And so I read that story and I just gained faith from it. I said, you know, my daughter's in the same situation. So I thought, and she was ready to be married, but there didn't seem to be any eligible guy. So I gave first fruits, prayed over it with the person I gave. And within several months, a guy that she had known for years, suddenly the scales fell from her eyes. She said she had friend zoned him. So she didn't think he was, you know, qualified. And suddenly she was like, well, why not him? And they're married today. They're in ministry. It's amazing. God just took the scales from their eyes, united that. And again, that was a first fruits. I have given, again, personally, Wanda and I into ministries that we want to grow in, like apostolic ministry several years ago. I just felt like the Lord wanted to grow. And as a result of that, another church came to me and the pastor said, I want to come under your oversight. That was a result of first fruits that year. We've had people in our church. There was a banker that he owns a bank and several branches, and he gives first fruits. He said one year, he said, it was amazing, Bobby. All the acquisitions that we did, we started new branches, we started new hires. And that was during the COVID period. He said, it just went beautifully. I said, you remember you gave first fruits? He's like, oh yeah, I guess I did. And so he said, God was just in his harvest that year. It was amazing. This is kind of, this is way out of the box. Again, I mentioned my 24-minute explanation. I got an email from a fella in Tennessee, and he said, man, I have never heard anybody explain first fruits like I believe. He said, even in my own church, he said, the pastor just doesn't understand like you explained it. He said, that's how I explain it. And he had a situation in his life. He said, I want to give first fruits. And he said, I feel like I want to give it to you because you get it. And I'm like, I tried to hold him back. And I said, you know, really, I'm not looking. He said, no, I want to. He actually gave me two first fruits that were, I don't want to say it online. Mm. It was just absolutely, and God gave him what he desired. And it was really not him. It was for one of his children. And that was amazing. The other thing that I recognize that first fruits is not about making the church rich, so to speak, or getting more money out of people. It's about blessing people. Mm-hmm. And as God blesses his people, then they give more. It's just a, it's a, it's a reflex mm-hmm. out of the Lord's blessing that's come into their life. So, yeah, I could go on and on, but
I love your stories. How often do you recommend first fruits would be given?
Well, again, if you go with the principle, it's as the harvest is coming due. Mm. So I preach on first fruits every January, and then I just let it open for people. And usually the bulk of the money comes in during that time, several weeks. And then we have a prayer over people that participated that year. I don't bring people into condemnation or whatever. I just say, hey, you know, you can try this. We had a couple, again, this last year that they thought I was from the moon when I was talking about first fruits, but they decided to try it. And so they set before the Lord what they wanted, their increase. Well, he wanted a job closer to home. He was a teacher. He got a $10,000 raise out of moving closer to home. And she was on disability from something that happened in the military. And they didn't give her restricted disability. They gave her unrestricted disability, meaning she could work as much as she wanted to and still got her disability. That was a direct, again, result they would attribute to First Fruits.
That's beautiful. So what do you use your gifts, your First Fruits gifts that you receive? They're given in the church. Like, how right. does that work?
Yeah. Yeah, we give the option to go to people, again, like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, to people that have blessed them. And that's where usually one that I go. Sometimes mm-hmm. I've given into the fund. But mm-hmm. we use that fund strictly to, well, I'll explain the word strictly here in a minute. But we use that most of that sun, and generally about $40,000 to $60,000 comes in.
Mm.
So it's not a small little kitty.
Mm.
And we use that to give outside of Crossroads. In other mm-hmm. words, we like to give in startups. We like to give in things that people are starting that others wouldn't. We've given into building funds of other churches. We've given into on the mission field, like businesses that want to start up. Another thing that we chose, God spoke to me when we started, is that any guest speaker that comes to our church, we double honor them. And what it means is that we take up an offering from the people's hearts, a free will offering, and then we just double that from First Fruits. And so, that's primarily how we use it. It's outside of us. The one exception is that, again, I got this from Robert. It may be changing, but my role as a senior leader can be seen as doing apostolic work. And so that's outside of the church. And so presently, a very small portion of First Fruits includes my salary. But again, that may be changing. And we worked this through with the congregation and leadership, and they were all supportive and agreed with it.
So thrilling. And I've given First Fruits for quite a few years, and to those that I've seen God using powerfully and who helped me in my life, you know, I really affirm what you're saying. Anything else that makes this practical for anyone listening? Again, this works in every culture. We're talking biblical principles here. Anything else you'd want to add that you haven't had a chance to share yet about First Fruits?
Well, yeah, one of the things that we did, we're in a rented facility, and we feel like the Lord wants us to buy land or find a building. And one of our members found a property we thought was it, but it wasn't. But we just started basically asking people, we're going to do a building fund. And we were able to raise $500,000 within 23 months during COVID. And I'm convinced God's favor was all over that.
Yeah. And
the highest gift was like 52,000. So it wasn't a heavy hitter coming in, giving half of that. It was just people giving out of the blessings that God had put in their life. And there was people that gave online. We even had a disabled guy in a wheelchair that was in an accident. And he said that he had money from that settlement. And he said, listen, he said, I've got all this money. He said, it's either going to go to taxes or it's going to go to Crossroads. He said, I want it to go to Crossroads. And he ended up giving $24,000. We put that right into this fund. We thought, and it's just like, you know, God, how does this happen? And I just think that there's it's a mystery to it, but yet there's something powerful about honoring the Lord with the first fruits of what we have. It may not be a lot that he takes. And I think this is what happens to me. When people give me first fruits, then it starts getting personal with me. those people start to become my family, and I start to pray for over them like family. And I think Jesus, as our high priest, when we give him first fruits and honor him, I think he includes us in his family, and he begins to direct and protect and guide and bless because we've honored him in the forefront. So that's kind of what I'd like to say.
Awesome. Awesome. Again, everyone listening online to the podcast, go ahead and check out the show notes. Information is there. You can connect with Bobby, you can connect with Crossroads Church, Community Church, connect with some of the messages, the articles that you find there, book, The Cause Blessing, that again, available on Amazon or wherever you buy books. And this has been so encouraging just to hear your stories and how you've seen the Lord faithful as you've obeyed him and giving first fruits giving. Our time is almost gone, but any last minute admonition you have, or encouragement you have in the whole area of first fruits giving, Bobby?
Well, when people come sometimes to our church and their finances are a mess, I don't really start with the 10%. Some people are real adamant. You got to start with 10 or you steal it from God. Yeah. I really coach them to begin with first fruits. First of all, I say start giving whatever you can. But if you need a benchmark, 2.5%. And then I watch them grow that. And then they usually get in somewhere between 5 to 7%. And then they suddenly jump to 10. And then when they jump to 10, that's like a mark that God pours out there, like, wow, how did I get here? So I usually use first fruits as a beginning stage to help God work in their finances and they work out their finances.
That's fantastic. Bobby, I don't often do this on the podcast, but I want to do this today. I'd like you to pray for all of our listeners today. Pray for financial grace, blessing, revelation, wisdom, as they give first fruits in ways they never had before. And just pray a blessing over our listeners today. Would you do that in closing?
Sure, absolutely. Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, that there's some things in your word, Lord, that sometimes we just pass over and we don't investigate. And I know in my life, first fruits was one of those. And I pray, Father, that you would just put a hunger and a thirst for leaders and pastors to just dig into a biblical understanding of first fruits and then just begin to experiment with you in faith, Lord, and just see what happens, God. And that's what you did with me. It wasn't mandatory. It wasn't something that it was a heavy. It was something like, walk into this, my son, my daughter. And so I pray, Father, that those that are listening today would capture that same desire, Lord, that we could truly see the generosity that you want to flow to us and through us to come through the church into the world. Lord, sometimes the world sees the church as stingy and taking. Lord, I pray that the world would begin to see the church as generous and giving. And so I pray, Father, that spirit would capture those listening today and they would put it into practice and see the results for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen. Bobby Alger, thank you so much. Again, everyone online listening to the podcast, check out the show notes and find more out about Bobby and the ministry that the Holy Spirit has given him. Also more about First Fruits Giving and many other areas that would be a blessing to you. So Bobby, thank you. This is, again, refreshing. And I believe many will be helped and blessed by this. And thank you again for your obedience to walk this out, walk out in obedience, and also to be a teacher in the body of Christ so we can understand the revelation and the reality of First Fruits Giving. Thank you. God bless you. And we look forward to having you back on the podcast again in the future.
Thank you, Larry. God bless you.
God bless you and everyone. So glad you joined the Larry Crowder Leadership Podcast today. We know that finance has a lot to do with leadership. And that's why I wanted to have Bobby on. So we're so grateful that you joined us. And we'll see you back here again next week.
Thank you for listening to Larry Crowder's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryCrowder.com.